Larry Foster, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
You know, I've got a problem here, Larry. You've got to help me. I've got listeners who are trying to understand what Beyond the Lens is. It is a great attraction, I know, in Pigeon Forge, and it's very popular there. But when I try and tell them a little bit about Beyond the Lens, I just really don't know what to tell them. I need to have your help, and you are my Pied Piper for Beyond the Lens. First of all, how did you get the name Beyond the Lens?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny that you say that, Terry, because that's probably the first question we get is, what is Beyond the Lens? Well, first, Beyond the Lens is technotainment. It's where technology and entertainment collide for an amazing adventure for all ages. Beyond the Lens, the name actually comes, we thought about how people will wait for these major events in their life, whether it's a wedding or a concert or an amazing vacation. And when they actually get to that moment, they're not invested. They're not able to really be in the moment. They usually live that moment through their cell phone or through their video cameras. So that's where we get the name Beyond the Lens, because we're taking you through the lens of the camera. We're putting you into the middle of all of these different interactive exhibits that you get to choose to do. We take the photos for you, and everything's included in one price. So that's, in a quick nutshell, what Beyond the Lens really is.
Thank you, Larry. We needed that. Tell me a little bit more about the highlights. What can you expect when you envision an experience at Beyond the Lens?
Well, what's really great with Beyond the Lens is it truly is for all ages. You enter the attraction through what we call the human kaleidoscope. It looks like you're inside a kaleidoscope, which represents the lens of the camera. You're going through that. And then when you enter, you're on the red carpet, just like a celebrity. You're walking the red carpet. You have paparazzi taking pictures. And what you don't realize is you're getting ready to appear as a contestant on one of your favorite game shows. You have a chance to be on game shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Wheel of Fortune or Deal or No Deal. So there's some really great moments when you first come in. Probably one of our most popular exhibits would be our Decades Room, where we take a trip through pop culture from the 1960s through today and even beyond. We look at fashion, we look at technology, we look at games, history, a little bit of everything. What's in that gallery that really attracts people is we have a look through video games from the 1960s through today. So at one moment, you'll have Dad playing Pong from Atari and talking to his son about that. And then 5 minutes later, you have Dad and his son playing Beat Saber, which is virtual reality. So it's a really cool way to bridge the generational gap that the families, when they come in, they're able to actually have conversations. The virtual reality is probably the most popular. We do have a virtual reality exhibit at the very end where we feature different rides. One of them is called Finger Coaster, where you actually get to design your roller coaster and then get into the seats and actually ride what you just designed. So we have a little bit of everything inside.
Sounds to me, Larry, like a lifetime experience. Once in a lifetime, you have a chance to go back in time to relive your dreams or the way that things were when you were back in time. What time span do you cover there?
Yep, we have a little bit of the 1950s, but mainly we focus from the 1960s through today. And then we even take it a step further and look into what we think the future will hold.
Larry, I've never been flabbergasted before on an interview, but this one really has me not confused, not confounded, but wanting to come and visit this great attraction of yours. What and how is the best way to get information about this great attraction?
Yeah, more information on Beyond the Lens. The best way to take a look at what we offer is to go to our website, which is
www.beyondthelens.com. www.beyondthelens.com. And Now I've got to ask the big question that a lot of people are asking me, and I've got to ask you, Larry, and that is, how and who came up with this concept?
Well, it's interesting. Our owners actually they're not a stranger to the attraction business. They actually founded and created WonderWorks. Back in when it first started, it was their concept. They recently sold WonderWorks, and this is their current baby, is Beyond the Lens. So it's interesting because we do get compared sometimes to WonderWorks. However, it is completely different.
Wow. I am so glad you clarified that, Larry, for our listeners, because that's important that they need to know that there is a difference between...
Yeah, and something else we're adding that's coming new for 2021 towards the end of this year is we're getting ready to open Flyride, which is a major example of our technotainment. It's a fully immersive ride that allows passengers to experience the feeling of flight. So you get to feel the wind, you feel the mist, you smell the scents, your seats are in motion. So passengers actually soar above more than 20 of America's national landmarks, and it gives them a firsthand, breathtaking flight experience. So we're super excited about that as well.
Oh, yeah, that's like flying with a four-dimensional experience.
Yes, it's great. Yeah, it's great. And we have a four-story curved screen. It's a truly remarkable experience.
Well, I'm glad I got that out of you, Larry, because that's something that listeners need to know about when they're making their plans to visit Pigeon Forge in the future. And it's going to be coming up the latter part of 2021 is what you're hoping to have it out.
Yep, we're hoping to have it up and running completely operational for the holiday season.
I'll have to be giving you a call back on that and find out how the rest of the story happened with that great attraction. We're talking with Larry Foster, listeners, who's our correspondent for Beyond the Lens, a great, unique experience when you visit a very special place in America, Pigeon Forge. Why did you choose Pigeon Forge, Larry?
You know what? It's interesting. The attraction business, you know, we try to focus somewhere where we can get to a lot of people. So we have this location, which is right in a perfect location, so we can pull from different areas. And then we also have our second location that's in Branson, Missouri. So two of the greatest areas for tourism, and we're just excited that we're able to share, you know, our thoughts and our attraction with all the great people that come and visit us.
I could not agree with you more on that. Last question, what do you do with groups when they come to visit you?
Yeah, definitely. Groups, when they call, if they make an arrangement, we have a guide that will hop onto the bus, give you the big BTL welcome, as we like to say. We will prep the entire group ahead of time. We actually have an app that we use that goes along with the attraction. So I don't want to give too much of that away, but it's a scavenger hunt. It's augmented reality. So you have your phone, you have a scavenger hunt that you'll go through and do as you pull up your phone. Life-size animals, augmented reality animals, will appear in front of you. They look real. You can take photos with them. So that's something that our groups really enjoy. So we get them all involved and ready before they even step foot into the lobby. And then, of course, all the different photos, they have tons of memories that they're able to take home with them.
Larry Foster, it is so great to talk with you. Thank you so much for helping clarify what it is about this unique and wonderful attraction, Beyond the Lens. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.